Hello, listeners. I'm Alexia Vasquez, and we are back with another edition of Shakespeare, Reading Between the Lines, where we talk about famous literary works and their real meanings. Today, we are going to be discussing a very notable and well-known play. You might have heard of it. If not, perhaps you are living under a rock. It is Hamlet by William Shakespeare. The topic we're going to delve in here today will be Hamlet, obviously, but more specifically, his character and the real question everyone is wondering, is he really crazy? Well, my friends, let's begin. Now, this debate has been going on for a long time. Shakespeare creates his characters in his plays with such complex emotions and intricate characteristics, it is fairly easy to relate to them. But it is also difficult to understand their deep thoughts and feelings. First off, let's take a look at why we believe Hamlet went mad in the first place. He does act quite unstable, to say the least. It even seems like he's totally disappeared and it is only his madness speaking. So his mother and Polonius think he's gone crazy too. Polonius, yes, his opinion is debatable. He doesn't know Hamlet that well. But Gertrude, on the other hand, is his mother. She raised him, she knows the type of person he is, so if she's convinced her son's mad, then it must be true, right? Well, no. All this proves is Hamlet is acting crazy. Acting. And he portrays this really well. But wait, I know what you guys are thinking. Didn't Hamlet begin to think he was crazy? Well, yes, he did. Hamlet questions whether or not the ghost speaks truthfully. And he even thinks the devil could be playing with his mind. Hamlet even begins to manifest almost obsessively with the idea perhaps he really is going crazy. But once he realizes Claudius is in fact guilty, Hamlet has a realization that he is sane. So, then why does Hamlet keep on acting like a nut? Well, the reality is, Hamlet's madness is a tactic he utilizes to hide his true plans and emotions, and he does this because he believes everybody wants him dead. Which, a lot of people definitely are out to kill him. So no wonder he went a little off the rail. So you listeners might still think Hamlet is crazy. Well, think about this. Remember when he warns Horatio and Marcellus that if they notice him acting odd to never speak about his encounter with a ghost? Subtle foreshadowing, right? So since Hamlet knows he really is acting rational, we begin to see another struggle he faces, and this in fact is the central theme of the play. We see the struggle the Prince of Denmark faces between justice, avenging his father's death, and most likely ruining his mother's seemingly happy life, or morality, forgiving his mother but betraying his father as well. In Hamlet's famous soliloquy, we hear him say, quote, to be or not to be, end quote. Now, of course, we can't understand what Shakespeare was truly trying to say here, because he's dead. But I conjecture that Hamlet was speaking of the burden of dealing between choosing either justice or morality. This decision is so difficult for him, he even considers death. So, needless to say, he had it a little tough. To wrap up, friends, we know that Hamlet thought he was crazy, but he ended up not being a lunatic. We also see him wrestling with whether or not to be just or moral. Well, either way, he ends up dead. But we can definitely understand why he had some issues. Well, that's it for today, ladies and gents. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Shakespeare, Reading Between the Lines. I hope to see you next Thursday for another edition. We will be discussing Macbeth. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you guys have a wonderful night.